Thank you for calling.
Candace Williams.
This call is being recorded.
Please hold while I try to connect you.
Hello, this is Candace Williams.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Rodney from Family First. Candace Williams. Ma'am, I was just giving you a call. You tried to call our agency regarding a particular Midfield member, Manuel Martinez.
Yeah. Yesterday they called me, him and his son, because they were pretty irate about him, his caregiver, not being able to clock in from the park or wherever he is. And I had to explain to him, I'm like, well, you know, the thing is GPS. And, you know, maybe you should talk to them. Maybe they can widen the distance, but I don't know how that works with them. But yeah, they were pretty irate about it. But they said that the caregiver was going to do a manual clock out or something, or paper. I don't know if the problem was solved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was solved after all. She sent me a time. I mean, no, she will be sending a time sheet. She hasn't sent it yet. He has been remarked, like, because this hasn't only happened on this month. It has happened, like, every once a month, literally. And every time that it happened, I mean, they, like, go raging about, like, they not being able to clock in whatever she wants. It's like, I mean, it has been like a task on us, like letting them know, like, it's home care. I mean, patient can receive services outside the house, maybe like errands or being taken to appointments, all that counts. But like the clock in and the clock out should be done at the patient's place. And that's what they are very arguing about. They just said like the patient is not in prison and stuff, like. They just take it like on the wrong way, you know, and they have been remarked about this, and our administrator also remarked them on this. So like, it's for you to have a heads up, because I know that he called you for the same reason, like saying why is he not allowed to do that.
Yeah, he was very irate and they called me cussing and screaming at me, and I'm like, I can talk to them if you want, but I mean, apparently you already fixed it. She just has to do manual timesheets now. I mean,
That's right.
I explained to him, all you have to do is clock in from the house, go where you got to go, and then you know what time you have to clock out. Go back home and clock out.
Exactly. Either way, if they have to clock out later than expected, and we just pay them for the hours that we can pay, you know, like, even if she's back home, like, later than expected, she just clocks out later when she's back home. We let them know about that, so I also made her aware that, like, whenever they clock out or clock in our range, they need to send a timesheet in order to be paid, you know? Like, it's just a matter of, like, keep continuing educating these people, okay?
Yeah, well, I mean, the ball's in their court now, so if she doesn't turn in her timesheet, she won't get paid. That's on them, so.
Yeah, that's right. I let her know and texted her about that, so she said that she understood. So, yeah, mostly that was, like, I mean, that's supposedly the reason you were calling, right, Miss Kenneth?
Yeah, because they called me screaming and cussing, and I'm just like, ugh.
I ain't got no time for that. Yeah, I got you.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Kenneth. You have a good one, and take care.
You too.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.